So it may be noted that people travel for different purposes and reasons. This is true for leisure holidays, business, and visiting friends and relatives. So people travel for various reasons depending on what is the function. You remember about 5 years of when you had the marriage of Mukesh Ambani's son, that function where the invitees were all the way from international political scenarios, some of the people who came and attended. And likewise, when Nita Ambani, his wife, Mukesh's wife, had her 50th birthday, majority of the people were flown on chartered aircraft somewhere in Rajasthan to celebrate that event. That's some of a very high niche type of a travel arrangement that were made. And likewise, on a smaller scale also, various corporate hold different type of MICE tourism. Major corporate, major travel agencies in their setup has a MICE department, which could handle any such thing in true professional way. The rewards are high, the earnings are high, because they use high-end products. They would be using executive floors, they would be using luxury buses, possibly budget permitting, they may fly on business class, they would stay at 4- or 5-star hotel, they would be dining, fine dining would be there, even quality of buffet served to them would be higher, they share mementos, a lot of elements that are added up to MICE tourism. There are giveaways, practically every night there is one gift coming. All that are part of, you have excellent, say for example, they would welcome traditionally, say for example, somebody offering MICE tourism in Thailand, they offered a foot massage on the beaches of Pattaya if that MICE tourism was happening in Pattaya. As a moment to remember, as an entertainment activity after a tiring, busy day get together, or a typical city tour on tuk-tuk in Bangkok for a business tourism. The CEO was brought on elephant, which is a national animal of Thailand. Unique things happen. You see, every travel agent who handles MICE uses utmost innovative ideas, not repeated, sometimes totally unique, and bring in some cultural linkage also to this, the place where they are holding, and so on and so forth. So MICE tourism or business tourism, rewarding, unique ideas work. The way you put your thinking cap and come up with new ideas along with what the management want. There are generally MICE tour operators handle these groups, and corporate ask for various quotes, and they want specific destination like South Africa, like Dubai, Thailand, maybe Paris for fashion, or say business, maybe New York, depending what time is available. New York, you would be spending 2 or 3 days in just travel. So that may not suit for a travel all the way from India, unless it's a conference where you need to go. Generally, people look within India, cities. There are new conference centers that have been built by various groups within Maharashtra itself, and likewise in Delhi accordingly. People do have very close to them because it's just 2 or 3 nights and then it's over because everybody has a busy schedule. So MICE or business tourism are really one of the most rewarding product. Now it may be noted that people travel for different purposes and reason. This is true for leisure, business, and visiting friends and others. So all components are added. It may be understood that people traveling for leisure purposes will be more interested in the range of attraction available. Since you have gone out of your own comfort zone, you have gone out of your own place, no one would go on a holiday to sleep in the hotel. You would take a minimum sleep at the hotel that you require for your body. Other than that, you would like to utilize while you are on a holiday to see maximum what you can see, so that the purpose of traveling or leisure or fun is achieved. I mean, of course, you would take rest if you have come had a tiring day, a busy day, but still people give, depending on how many days you are selecting. If you have just selected 3 nights and 4 days, then you have very little time at your disposal. So you would like to see maximum in an attraction, see all the attraction. Business traveler will be more interested in conference facilities, the ease of getting from the city center to the airport. They don't have time. There are business meetings which are held only in a day. You travel by 7 o'clock flight, reach Delhi by 9. By the time you reach to the place in NCR, you're there by 10 and your meeting starts straight, because you would have had your breakfast on the flight, or small little break will happen and then you can have something to eat. And then the business, the meeting carries on. This is the day meeting. So they look for more of activities rather than leisure element is not there in a pure business. As I mentioned, there is also a leisure where you combine, but that's either in the beginning or at the tail end of your business trip. People traveling to visit friends and relatives will be less interested in the interaction, would like to talk to their more people. Some of them may not stay and use any hotel property. They would stay and go with their relatives and friends rather than taking a product which is offered by a tour operator, unless it's an event organized that way. Otherwise, you go, you come and stay with your friend. Many travelers who go to Dubai, the numbers may show high, but not all the travelers who go with visiting friends and relatives in mindset would be staying in hotels in Dubai, because they have their sister, brother, son-in-law staying in Dubai. They would preferably go and stay with them instead of staying in a hotel, because of the comfort of meeting them on regular basis during their stay in that place. So that's visiting friends and relatives. There are other forms of leisure tourism. These are agri-tourism. Now this is, I must mention here with respect to Mr. Tauri, who is known as father of agri-tourism, who has been really doing wonderful job. He is based at Baramati and Pune. So agri-tourism is also picking up in other cities. In general, agri-tourism can be defined as an activity, enterprise or business designed to increase farm and community income by attracting the public to their farm location and visit agriculture operation and other related activities. The concept of agritourism is to support agriculture income by providing tourism to the urban tourist population. I will count on what they could offer. A, we must understand our country is an agrarian economy. Majority of our countries of the people involved in agriculture, almost 70%. It used to be more than 70, but in last 70 years till we got from independence, people have moved from agriculture to other activity, but still dominating is agriculture. So in agriculture tourism, what you see is you go to the farm, you see how a peculiar day begins with. You possibly go stay with them. You go to the farm. Some of the unique thing which I saw from Mr. Tauri, Pandurang Tauri is his name, where he issued, he took some group on bullock cart. And as a memento, they have issued license one who has driven a bullock cart. Something unique. You see, these are the unique addition. So agri-tourism is very popular. People go to farmhouse, they take a bath on the water pumps, tube wells, have a fun, go into the agriculture field, look at how the harvesting if you are in a harvest time, or if you are, they see every little activity. They see the green ready crops, could be anything, could be sugar cane, could be wheat, could be rice, which is ready on the green plants and the various activities are fun away from your stress. Agritourism is really picking up. These are very famous activity, and as I said, it is picking up all over. I give example from Maharashtra, of course, you have similar forms, whether you go to Punjab, you go to Haryana in northern India, or you go to agricultural land in UP, or if you even go to Kerala, you will find some crops there and people go for agritourism. We are looking at others and miscellaneous form of tourism, adventure tourism, which is, it includes activities such as mountaineering, rafting, trekking, hiking, a cycling tour, and the rock climbing, and so on. So adventure tourism were activities of gaining benefit by going into adventure. Could be a soft adventure or could be a hard adventure, wherein you go and take some risk. There is an element of risk involved in adventure tourism. Say, for example, hiking. Hiking need lot of activities where you climb onto the rock. So this is also miscellaneous type of tourism, adventure tourism, climbing, rock climbing. We need to understand different altitude, different oxygen level, and so on. So rock climbing is very much a hard adventure tourism activity. And of course, rafting, whereas sometimes you go against the current of water, especially in rivers where water stream and the flow of water is strong. And cycling, of course, the famous cycling tour, which happens, Tour de France, one of the famous tour on cycle in Europe, where a lot of cyclists go around and see and go around Europe. So that is adventure tourism. Traveling for study purpose, for the pursuing higher education. It includes school and college visits and foreign language exchanges linked directly to the study experiences. So when you go for an educational tourism where group of students from one country travel to another country to learn a foreign language, to learn, we may find it something very difficult to understand for a language tourism, say for English for that matter. We are so comfortable in English in our own country that it looks like English is one of the languages of India. But when students travel for learning French language or learning German language or for that matter Spanish, then you travel and you visit various universities, you visit various educational institutions who teach this language, you interact with the other student. So that's an educational tourism. And then health and wellness tourism referred to locations to regenerate by way of engaging in health-related activities such as yoga or spa treatment, etc. So these are health tourism, health and wellness. Health and wellness differ from medical tourism. Though, because for health tourism, you not necessarily be a sick person, but to come and regenerate yourself, bring your energy level high, get some of the toxic out of your body. All these are part of health and wellness tourism. Some people go down to sites like yoga, for example, in Uttarakhand. That's considered as the state for yoga tourism. Lot of yoga-related activities happen in Uttarakhand. Medical tourism refer to any medical treatment that a particular traveler goes down. Ideal example, like Manisha Koirala traveled to US for her medical treatment, somebody going for a heart surgery, somebody going for a cancer treatment, and so on and so forth. are medical tourism, where surgery happens or medical treatment given. You stay for a longer time to get a proper medical treatment done for someone. That's a medical tourism. Lot of inbound tourism is happening in India with regard to medical tourism. Some of the fine, wonderful hospitals in India, for example, Apollo Group of Hospital, or we talk of Asian Heart Hospital, or Nanavati in Mumbai. All these are famous medical treatment center where international tourists are coming in, and so on. So usually it's quite common for people to travel to recover after a period of illness, as sometime you need to go for another checkup, then you also travel for that, is part of medical tourism. Spiritual tourism, as the name suggests, spiritual and religion. So it is all about visiting religious places or pilgrimage sites. This may be for relaxation or maybe as a part of family tradition. So perform certain ritual of a family member or dispose of the remains in certain area, or answering an oath that someone would have taken, or visiting a religious place, all part of religious or spiritual tourism. So example, in Maharashtra, there are many such places for tourist circuits. Example could be Solapur and Tuljapur in Pandapur, Akkalkot or Gangapur, or you talk about Nashik or Shirdi. These are all part of spiritual. Shirdi, for example, where people visit for Sai Baba, and Ajmer, where people go for visiting the Dargah in Ajmer. These are all example of spiritual and religious tourism. Sports tourism, related to any sport event in a particular location or a particular sport. IPL happening, football, World Cup happening, T20 happening, or Olympic Games happening. These are all sport tourism. People travel as a spectator or as a visit to a major sporting event like Wimbledon for tennis. Includes traveling away from home for a day to watch a sporting event. This may be a major cup final or international match. It could also be a much smaller event. So all component of sports tourism, IPL, World Cup, Football Cup, T20, all examples of sports tourism. Exploring new products. With the indicative trend seen in the travel and tourism industry, there might be several new tourism products offered by the travel service provider. Based on the description provided in Chapter 3, here are some possible things that are emerging over time. These are the theme-based or concept-based product offering. Theme-based, somebody would like to visit Disney World, Euro Disney, Universal Studios. All these are particular intention, which is a destination in itself. You go down to Disneyland, Disney World in Miami or in West Coast of US, and the intention is to thoroughly enjoy all activities of Disney. Maybe possibly 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, you stay there and you enjoy thoroughly. So that's a theme based. The intention to travel is to go to Euro Disney in Paris. They have resorts, accommodation, services available to visit on a regular. They get pass for 3 days, 4 days. That itself is a destination. That's a theme based, or any other such activity that couldn't be picked up. Like I gave the example of Carnival happening in Brazil. That happens in the month of February, where travelers go down to just watch carnival happening, be it is in any city of Brazil. That happens in the month of February. It could be Rio de Janeiro or any other city of Brazil. Relaxed tourism with a growing tendency to visit weekend destination. People are now taking time to relax. This is tourism to relax, or maybe pleasure tourism. Just relax, forget your day-to-day activities, forget your daily work style. Disposable income, technology, travel, and education have become increasingly available. In recent time, there has been a significant increase in the demand for pleasure or relax. People with their busy schedule are finding time, and they have disposable income, and on the Android phone, instantly they can get a confirmation. So this type of relaxed tourism is also seen as a trend. Ecotourism, very important element. Eco, which is ecological tourism, sustainable tourism, responsible tourism, and green tourism are all interlinked to one another. In ecotourism, awareness towards the environment, preservation of environment, has resulted into environmental tourism friendly activities. You take care of environment. You take care of the nature that is around you. You take care of the, for example, you have gone onto the beaches. Then you take care of the waste management. You take care of the plantation on a particular environmental area. The flow of water. For example, if you have gone to a stream of water or a waterfall, then to answer nature call, it is believed that you have to go minimum 500 meters away from that source of water flow in this answering your nature's call, not somewhere nearby only. These are internationally ethics that are practiced in tourism. Nowadays, people are interested in visiting less popular destinations, and this is emerging. There are so many places in the world to be seen, and not the traditional places which are component of a mass tourism. Going down to, say, Thailand, Bangkok. Bangkok, if you pick up as a destination, yes, those who haven't traveled would find it interesting. But a repeat traveler would like to explore the inner part of Thailand, huge country, and diversified product. Likewise, our country, India. Everything is not just metropolis of India. You can visit remote areas, taking different components, rural tourism, agri-tourism, and see heritage sites, archaeological sites, different culture. That is why our slogan is Incredible India, simply because people would like to see the new products, ecotourism, taking care of the environment. We have spoken on this in earlier chapter, that taking care of environment is every single traveler's responsibility. In taking care of ecology and responsible tourism, what do? You assure local people benefit out of it. The benefit that from any tourism growth should go is to the local people and not to the people from outside. You buy mementos, you buy giveaways from the locally produced goods, and so on and so forth. These are all ecotourism and green tourism, where you take care of ecology. You take care of the water sources. You take care of the plantation. You take care of the vegetation. You manage waste. UNWTO has held linking waste management linked to tourism, because huge amount of waste is generated by tourists in form of disposable and organic and non-organic products. As an outcome, waste. How to manage that? There were conferences that were held and so on. So that is linked to eco and green tourism. You take care of this planet, green planet. You may be knowing that there is a specific date when the light on the entire planet of Earth is switched off for certain time. where you dispose of any unwanted electricity that you consume and save and protect this planet. That's part of green responsible tourism, that part of taking care of the environment. In many countries, if you cut a tree, then you have to give an assurance that in another area you have planted another tree. Huge amount of trees were planted in state of Maharashtra about 4 or 5 years back. More than 1 crore trees were planted, because that can bring and stop this global warming. Because the way human beings have been eroding natural erosion or man-made effect on the environment has resulted into water level dropping, salination, salted water seeping into the water tables, ultimately resulting into waste of crops. This is all taking care of ecology. So that is part of tourism. Tourists also play a role. Internationally, my observation is most international tourists coming in and going to foreign land are fully aware of it. They know how to take care of the environment. It is for us as a contributor, as a part of that tourism growth, to support them, to provide them areas of protecting the environment and ecology of our land. Because our land, that is India, belongs to us. And tourists would come and go maybe after 10 days, 15 days, or any number of days that they would have stood. But this ecology belongs to us as Indians. So we need to protect as well. Not necessarily that we are leaving everything for tourists, but tourists are well educated and learned about it. So that's eco and green tourism. Less harm to the environment, more protection, more disturbances to be stopped, fewer disturbances. Of course, the erosion could happen due to winds, due to natural activities, act of gods, erosion would happen. Certain damages would also come in. But as much as possible, we need to protect this environment and provide an environment for our tourists accordingly. Thank you so much.